We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program my guest, Rika Rivka Markell. Rika, thanks for stopping by. And we're going to talk about the law of attraction. And I'm going to hit you with 1,000 questions. And everybody wants to know about the law of attraction. It first started out with The Secret. But that's what I learned it from, The Secret. I potentially then got hooked to Napoleon Hill, but it first came out with The Secret. And I said, what's this stuff? What's this secret thing? And then they go through the whole process of that movie, because I never read the book. And maybe that's the mistake. That's the Cliff Notes, right? The movie's the Cliff Notes version, isn't it?
It's not a mistake. It has the same message. So it's definitely fine, but it is interesting. Because what you're saying is so true. Like, people started talking about the law of attraction with the movie and book The Secret, but the law of attraction is exactly the same thing as the law of gravity. So it was always there. There is no such thing as this is a new age law of attraction phenomena, because that is absolutely not true. I am working with the law of attraction for the last 40 years. So for me,
oh yeah, you're way ahead of the game.
Wasn't so much a secret. I think I gave my first workshops that until the law of attraction when I was 26 years old. So
okay, I'm not gonna tell you how old basically, I am. and you look like you're in your 30s. So go figure. Exactly. But I'm just saying that must be the law of attraction. And I'm in the fountain of youth as well at 51, and I don't feel 51. I don't look 51 unless I let my beard grow out more and I get that grayness and I got to go shave again. I'm not going to ever go and get Just for Men. Forget it. All right. I would go to the hair club for men instead. What is missing in The Secret? Because that's the first thing. What missing components? Let's talk about just the film, because I'm sure the book had a little bit more detail. I'm positive it did, because it was just interviewing different people. But what do you think was missing?
Well, I don't think there was anything missing. What I do believe, it was the ground level. It was the law of attraction 101. So when people never heard of the law of attraction, or that your thoughts are going to create your reality, and you never heard of that concept, then it's like being in kindergarten and you need to know how to play with the blocks. You know, you have to understand the basis of what is the law of attraction. So The Secret 100% put that foundation. But what happened was, a lot of people, they only heard we have to have these affirmations and we have to think about what we want and then it's going to come to us. But that is really the basic level. There is way much more into it. So it wasn't like, was there anything missing? Yeah, of course there was a lot missing, because they just were giving the public like the foundation of the law of attraction. How do you get into it? What is it? And the idea that your thoughts create your reality, and that the law of attraction will give you anything you think about. So that was the basic idea. And then you have to start understanding, how am I going to implement this now in my life? So what was missing, if you want to talk about missing, then it would be the practical implementation. How are you going to make that work now for you? How are you going to attract what you want and not what you don't want?
So let's kind of go into this further, okay? When I think about this, this is an interesting thought process when we're kind of talking about this, because it's very, very, very interesting. Is the law of attraction in the basic form? There's so many books of creators, divine creators, who have written about the law of attraction all the way to the 1900s, the 1800s. And there's books out there and people have practiced it for many, many, many moons. The movie just made it like, all I got to do is think about it and a BMW is going to show up in my backyard. And they kind of said it in my driveway, but they kind of said it, but they really didn't say it enough, right? Then they talked about all the crappy things that happen in your life. you attracted it, but they kind of didn't give you any type of practice. They just mentioned it. That's my take on this, and that's why you need a coach like you. What do you think? So I know you're not gonna go knock The Secret is a how many books has it sold, right? But what do you think people, once they come to you and want to talk to you about the law of attraction, what are their misconceptions?
Okay, so that's a very good question, excellent question, because you see, once people understand that they have the power to create their own reality, they want to know how. And so The Secret was explaining the idea that you can create your reality and that you have to think about what you want, put like the emotion with it. I'm not even sure that like it in certain speakers are talking about that you have to really feel it as if you already have it. And then it is going to show up in your life. So that's the basis of what The Secret is teaching. And in a way, that is true. That is 100% true. And we all do it 24/7. We are practicing the law of attraction. We think of something, we have a certain emotion with it, and it doesn't even have to be a good emotion. Usually, people attract those things that they think about all day long. With anxiety, with stress, but that's also an emotion. The universe doesn't care if it is something you want or you don't want. The universe is just practicing the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is working all the time, 24/7. Everybody knows how to do it. Everybody is doing it all the time. So now that what I said before was, you want to teach people to attract what they want and to repel what they don't want. Okay, so that is the first level. You have to understand that the law of attraction always works. So now, let's say you want that BMW. Now, there is way more into it because people think they want the BMW because they think that that is going to give them that blissful feeling that they are. That they want. People are not buying or people don't want material things. People want what that material thing is going to, how that material thing is going to make them feel, which is a totally different story. So the first step in the law of attraction is that you have to be super clear in what you want. It's like my mentor, Bob Proctor, would say, tell me what you want and I show you how to get it. And that is exactly what it is. Tell me what you want. Most people, if you ask them, what do you want? They don't even know. They're not clear. They're not crystal clear in what they want. So the first step is being crystal clear. What is it that you want? And then,
And that, yeah.
yeah, go ahead.
No, you keep going.
Yeah. So first question, what is it that you really want? And most of the time, the things that people come up with, that's not even what they want. So there, as a coach, I will always work with people to get them to the point where they are crystal clear of what they want. And it is usually not what they first thought that they wanted. And so if you are not crystal clear, your subconscious is going to tell you, no, that's not what you want. And your subconscious is in charge, not your conscious mind. You have to understand if our thoughts create our reality, and we have 70,000, average of 70,000 thoughts per day, there is no way that you are consciously in touch with those 70,000 thoughts. It is the thoughts that you don't know that you have that are creating your
Right.
reality. So there is some work to be done also. So that's step number two. You have to become aware of what you're thinking. So people say to me, how do I know what I'm thinking? If 70,000 thoughts, there's no way that I know what I'm thinking. And the answer is so simple because we know the law of attraction. We know that whatever you're thinking, that's what's going to be projected in your reality. So in order to know what your 70,000 thoughts are, you just have to look around and see what your reality is because that is exactly what you're thinking about. So step number two is becoming aware of what you're thinking about by looking around you and then making a list of all the things that you don't want to think about anymore and be very, very aware of those thoughts.
Now I'm going to jump right into this. One thing, my mentor, Diraj Global, from Clubhouse taught me that 95% of our day were in the subconscious, which really makes it difficult. So a lot of people think they have desires, they got their vision board, they got all these different things, but ultimately our subconscious controls our thoughts, our actions, and our reality.
Correct. 100% correct. So that's not step number three. You have to make sure that you also do some clearing up. So I'm a clearing practitioner because I understood that that was a big missing link in my own manifestation process. So I knew how it worked. I was crystal clear on what I wanted. I did the work and still nothing was happening. So I'm the kind of person to start digging what's happening here. So what happened was your paradigms, the way you are programmed between 0 and 6 it's exactly unfolding for the rest of your life, unless you are going to do something to change that. So most people go through their life ignorant. They don't know. They don't know that they're just living in the matrix. You know, they live in a certain program and they think they're in charge of what they're doing, but they're not. And that's a big, 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 big thing to grasp for people. And some of them can be very not so happy when you say it, because you see, it means that if the law of attraction is true, all the hardship that you have in your life, you also attracted that in your life.
And some of it's definitely not your fault, but ultimately not
your fault. 100. So that's the first thing I teach people. Whatever it is that you are going through, it is not your fault, but it is your responsibility to change it. So there is a huge difference. So even though it's not your fault, it's your programs right now, but now you know it's your programs. So from the moment you heard me say those words, it becomes your responsibility to change it. So then you have to step out of victim consciousness and to say, okay, I own my hardship. I own whatever it is that I don't like in my life. And now I'm going to actively, consciously change my reality.
But the problem is you can't actively, consciously change your reality if you don't clear your subconscious. Because ultimately what you're going after and trying and doing and working hard, you'll keep doing it and the same result will happen again.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because clearing is not that difficult, or not that difficult that most people want to believe it is, because it's just a story. So I also learned over my process, because you know, I wanted to manifest my own life. My thing is dreams into reality. I want to have my dreams and I want to see them in the 3D world. Very simple. And I needed to understand how I was going to do that. And I became pretty good at it in the many, many areas of my life. I could think of something and boom, the next day it was in front of my nose.
Right.
And there were other areas in my life that nothing happened. So obviously there were limited beliefs, paradigms, subconscious structures that were sitting there. But by looking at them, I could see what those structures were. And then I trained as a clearing facilitator and I got like different modalities. Like, and I know that you're also working like with self-hypnosis or with tapping or other clearing techniques. And it is easier than you think, because you don't have to really know what it is that is holding you back. You just have to know something in this area is holding me back. And that's something, I'm going to drop it. I don't need it anymore. I'm going to say goodbye to it and I'm just going to let it go. And then the thing is that a lot of people, when they do that once, they think it's gone. And I'm not saying that it couldn't be. It could be gone. But most of the time, if you have a certain pattern in your life and you do that for 40, 50, 60, 70 years, you really believe that one time that you're going to drop it is going to do the trick for you, you're not that good yet. That's what Dr. Joe Dispenza will say. If it doesn't work, it just means you're not that good yet. It could be that it drops after one time, but usually You need to do it a couple more times in order to really have it dissolve.
And I look at it like the ability that I have, that I've ha had the luxury of going through and listening to self-hypnosis for the past 7 months, I think, or maybe eight now. I lost track. I do go back. So you have to really reflect. I listen to my subconscious, and when I feel myself drifting into negative thoughts or beliefs, I try to reverse it, the law of reversibility. It's the way to reverse something, what you're saying. Baptizing events is one author talked about, ways that we can get our thoughts, especially if they're negative, not towards what we want or desire, to do it. So this is why you need a coach. This is the point I'm going to make, is if you don't have a, if you really want to practice the law of attraction, you either have to devote as much time as I spend, maybe 12 to 13 hours a day on the law of attraction, or you have to hire a coach. A lot of people don't have the time to spend 12 to 13 hours a day, continue to listen to the books over and over again and doing self-hypnosis and getting to talk to amazing people like you and other law of attraction experts and study myself. But for somebody who's busy, they need a coach, because every week it's like weight loss. It's like anything else. You have to constantly practice, and having an expert like you does that. So talk about that. So you're going to at times go not on the right track, and that's when you need somebody to let you know. And a coach is going to do that, right?
Yeah, and when you're in the apple, you cannot see if your outside is red or green. And that's how I explain it to people. Like with a coach, you can go much faster because they can give you a view on your blind spots. And so it's some things that you don't see because you're so in it. You're so programmed in a certain way that you can't see. I work with a coach because I understand that if without my coaches, I would not be able to excel or to go as fast as I want to go. So everybody needs somebody that is going to guide you. And I would prefer not call, I am a coach, I know that, but I prefer the name facilitator because I feel like I facilitate people on their journey because you have to do it yourself. And it's definitely a very intense process. But if you want to transform, if you want to have a different life, if you want to have bliss in your life, it is absolutely possible. So with the clearing, I want to touch on one more thing that I discovered that was a big problem in my own process. So once we start clearing, it is as if you create a void. So now you drop something. Let's say you drop a bad habit, but then the day starts and there is this void. So instead of leaving it in a void, what I do with my clients, we create the void, but immediately we fill it with what we do want. So and that is a step that I don't hear that much, and I'm giving away my secret now, because that is a step that most people underestimate. Like they underestimate how powerful those negative beliefs are. And if you take them away, you drop them, you create that empty space that if you don't fill it right up with something that you want there, that those negative beliefs, they creep back in. So that's why I created something that it's like a 7 minute kind of meditation where we drop what we don't want and we fill it with what we want. And we just, it's like a 7 minute thing and it works wonders. A lot of people tell me, and I did it for myself and it works for me. And a lot of my clients also tell me that it really works, which is so easy. The law of attraction, the practicing the law of attraction doesn't have to be difficult. So then we are only on step number three and there are five.
See, that's where we're gonna have to go back next podcast. See, this is the thing. We'll be meeting weekly on the Neil Haley Show, but also be putting it on your YouTube channel and stuff like that. So the best place people can find information on you, but I think they want that 7 minutes right now. Where can they find that? Is that's on your website, right? You can
We will put that 7 minutes in a link below if that's what I think that people are going to love it. Although I have to say that when you use that 7 minutes, things are going to shift in your life. and you are going to see all kind of things happening. And then you're going to come back to me and say, it didn't work because see, now all of a sudden this bad thing happened to me. But it's part of the journey and it's part of what's going to happen. And again, that's another reason why you need a coach to guide you in all the after effects, because those things, they work. They're real. They do something. If they, and so you're going to have a result and not always the result that you would like to see right away.
It takes time, like anything else. Appreciate
Yes.
it. And your website for people to go?
It is just ricamartkel.com.
Thanks, Rika. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.